In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, Gary and Damon and the crowd of Cubs continue talking about their experience in Lexington, Kentucky in the third and final episode from the 2015 North American Bear Weekend Bear Run. After discussing the contest, the guys chat about the bear community, the growing female demographic, as well as run themes, and end the show with a heated discussion on who cares about the color of a damn dress. Sit back and listen as COL 305 starts now.
Hey guys, Gary here with the host of Cubs Out Loud, and we are wrapping up the last of our three episode sessions from the Lexington, Kentucky Bear Run. If you had listened to episode 304, you would recall that unfortunately I had placed my cell phone next to the recording equipment, and that led to a bunch of clicks and buzzes during the episode. So I apologize again that that's might be the case here in 305, and I've done my best to remove them out. Enjoy the show.
I believe that was my first exposure ever to Cubs Out Loud, was a comment about Silver LeMay.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
I know.
I listened to, it was a, you know, top 10 tumblers or something, and I made a comment on Google Plus about if I have either had sex with or plan to have sex with in the immediate future, concrete plans, like five of these people, what does that make me a star fucker? And that was my first ever experience with Cubs Out Loud.
I think I remember something along those lines. I remember that.
I know that he was on there, Daddy was on there, Kabuto Cub, Javi was on there, and I had already made plans and booked a flight to fly down there and see him. And there were a couple other people on there that I had adventures with.
Right. Not
Shane quotes.
Adventure time.
Yes, the sword goes in the butt.
Yes. Or in the mouth.
Right.
Sword swallowers. But
is,
yeah.
Is that a sword, Mr. Damon, or is that a 20-inch dildo that you happen to see me with? Well, hey, it's all perspective, really.
It's all perspective. I think I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember.
And exactly. This was like 2 years ago.
But yeah. Hey. But yeah,
I just thought that was interesting.
Of course.
Huh. So
experience.
And then, interestingly, I think we all chose not to do the rest of the run for tonight.
Okay.
For the most part. Following it was going to be a bar outing to Crossings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or, have two things that were overlapping. Pool party? No, the after hours.
Yeah, the pool's open.
Yeah.
Well, the pool's open 24/7 this weekend. I don't understand that.
This is what it says here.
Okay.
Well, it was 8-11.
Says.
There was technically an optional pool party during the North American Bear Contest, which I think is either genius or insanity. Because you'd be like, oh, there's a contest going on. I don't want to deal with that.
You know what that is? I'll call it out. As an organizer, that is the, you don't want to be here, bitch. This is what you do. All that is, go there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the room with all these people? Go here.
Yeah.
There was probably no committee member monitoring. There was no games. There was no nothing. It was just, you can go in the pool.
Right.
Like,
get in the pool.
Right.
We're not going to open a hospitality suite for you, because we have to check that and watch that. We're not going to have a games room or nothing that shit. No. Get the fuck in the pool.
Right.
Right.
That's my gut feeling on, you know, there is a pool thing. So, yeah, afterwards it was Crossings or immediately at 11, although the contest was supposed to end at 10:30, but it ran late. It was supposed to be the after hours at that point.
I would have gone to Crossings, except that there was a lengthy photo shoot.
You had duties, sir.
I had duties.
Which I guess this is where we officially announced, because we haven't mentioned it yet, that Chess won a title.
Yes.
Yes. I won the Mr. North American Muscle Bear 2015.
Woo! Okay, we're not going to hold applause. That's fine.
So that was entertaining. So there was a rather lengthy photo shoot involving myself and the other two Derby City Bears members who won titles this evening, Dan and John, and also Cody and our Goldilocks was involved as well. She is Laura. She's fantastic. She was wearing her sash. Many of these photos involved minimal clothing, and it's my understanding that they're going to get used in Bear World magazine. I think they're doing an article about Derby City Bears. I know that Cody's been working with the guys who handle Bear World magazine, and so I think that's the intended place for those.
Cool.
Yeah, so that went on for a while because there were many creative poses where we are not wearing clothes, but there are patches covering Naughty Bit and such.
There's a reason to buy a copy.
So buy some Bear World magazine, get a subscription, it'll be good. And watch for that. So, but that was finally when that was over, I was like, not doing crossings.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go lay around and drink some maple bourbon and record podcasts.
And it's funny because the crossings adventure, I think, is technically has been billed as a victory party.
Sure.
For the title holders, and having spoken to the people who won, including the Mr. North American Bear, who is basically obligated to be there.
Mm-hmm.
All we want to do is take our damn boots off, sit back and relax, and get drunk because we haven't been allowed to drink since Thursday.
And I will say now that Crossings is small.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, and that was one of the things that was...
It's intimate.
There's intimate.
If you want to claustrophobia, fucking out.
How do they use the word intimate in real estate? Doesn't that mean, cozy. Like a shoebox?
Cozy.
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 But the thing I was hearing from a lot of people is anyone who's been to this run before and or in Lexington, been to the bar, the immediate word was, it's small, it's going to be cramped, crazy, and full of people, and they didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and when I knew that Chess had won, and I was actually talking to Miss Tammy at the time, and she said, she was asked if she was going, and she's like, I don't know. She's like, with the crowd and the size and stuff, she said if the weather's beautiful out, there's a patio, which makes it, easier, but... and Chess is like, I'm gonna go for a little bit, and I told you, I was like, I'm doubting you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, from what I'm hearing, like, it's gonna be crazy to get in and get out and all that kind of stuff, and I don't know how it would play itself out.
Yeah, intimate is a good word for it. Cramped, small, cozy, fuck this shit. We went last year after the contest, and yes, it's great that there is a bar in town that is specifically a bear bar,
mm-hmm.
and that they are supporting the run, but it unfortunately is not a conducive space for the 400 plus people who are attending the run to then go to a bar and enjoy the festivities. Just not. And yes, maybe people, and it might be a good thing that many people came here last year and now realize, okay, if I go to Crossings, it's going to take me an hour to just get a drink. I think I will stay here and wait for the after hours and get my drink, and then I don't have to pay for it.
Right. Yeah. And that was the thing I thought was a smart move on the committee's behalf was tonight's after hours started early. They split it for sponsorship between two clubs, which is, I think, an ingenious move.
Yes.
They each got half of the after hours to sponsor. Yeah. And the thing is that it started at 11, which just happened to be pretty much right after the contest wrapped tonight. So I think a lot of people left and went up there and, and was like, oh, there's going to be booze and food,
Booze and food.
And so off they went. So we mentioned something briefly, and I want to not have a long conversation about it, but I did talk to Miss Tammy a little bit about this, the Goldilocks factor. Yeah. I told her she arrived today for the dinner and the contest, so she doesn't know about what happened with people arriving at the run, and I told her about how my personal opinion, and I'll own this, is I didn't care for when we arrived on Thursday, here's your bag, here's your shirt, blah, 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 take this red ticket. What is this red ticket for? Oh, here are two boxes. One is yes and one is no, and the big question above it says, would you like to have Goldilocks as a category in the future for the contest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I will own. This is not to, you know, make a stir of anything. I did not vote because I was very uncomfortable in the heat of the moment trying to check in. I just got my room. Like, mm-hmm. I have to make this decision. And mm-hmm. for me, knowing what this circuit stuff is, I'm like, this is not an easy position to just suddenly just drop a ticket and do that. And then right afterwards, there was another red ticket.
Yes.
And the other red ticket is for the themes for next year. And I was like, okay, you guys kind of complicated the check-in process for me already between the badge and the shirt and the bag and the ticket and the ticket and the thing. And then there's the 17 basket ticket thing. And I'm like,
So I told
Tammy, I said, I wished they had saved the voting until after they discussed like they did tonight and had them publicly speak about what the Goldilocks factor is. Laura, who has the title, she spoke, Tammy spoke, they represented very well and explained things. Yeah. And I told her because then 400 or 300 people in a room can now wrap their brains around something they probably didn't even know of at all for this weekend, let alone maybe in the world, that there's this thing happening.
Even the people who were working the registration and who were sitting behind those boxes, air quotes, explaining what that vote was for, didn't know what they were talking about.
No.
When I registered,
it's a shame.
Daddy and I come from the organization that is responsible for this. We are the first organization to have a Goldilocks title holder. Laura is our co-title, or comrade. And the gentleman who was sitting behind the boxes explaining said, this is to allow female contestants.
Yep, pretty much.
That's not going to explain what the issue is.
Yeah.
Because that's not what the issue is. The issue is creating another title category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, and that's where I told Tammy, I said, I think that Laura spoke excellently mm-hmm. for being on the fly, unprepared, to talk about. And I love how she basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, this is about women being involved in the bear community, and we are not taking a place. We are not trying to be a threat. This is just women, whether they be straight, gay, bisexual, lesbian, trans, doesn't matter. We're just your sisters in arms that are very supportive of this culture, and we love all of you. End of story. And I was like, thank God. Like, she was able to kind of encapsulate it, because I was worried it was going to become this, like, bigger drawn out thing that people wouldn't understand. Well, and so I mean Tammy and I talked about it. I said things have changed a lot. I mean, we're going on our year 11 of our run, and I remember when we started, women, like the drag community versus the bear community versus women versus lesbians, it was all very like the Trivial Pursuit pie with separate pieces, and they didn't really go together.
No.
And so I said, I'm proud that we're now at this stage in 2015 talking about women being involved, but it's not in the way that some people might presume.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just about, like, we recognize that they are here and they are our friends and that they do things, and there's a reason that they can't have fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you know, and I said, you know,
okay,
earlier.
Enough, Gary.
Okay.
And here's to Adam May, women involved.
That was very good.
I mean, the thing I liked the most is I had said to Tammy, I said, you know what? I said, this is the where it comes down to, we just need to recognize everybody has the opportunity to be involved in the fun and what's going on. And like I said to someone differently today, after the show and the contest, I said, no, women will not be in the frolic room. Like, I think that's the thing that people they make a weird synaptic jump, and they're like, no offense, like, this is something I've dealt with my run. I have older individuals that come to my run, and generationally, they're kind of like, oh, the vajayjay. Like, they don't, they think the vagine is going to ruin the pool water or something. And I'm kind of like, no. Like, they're just, I'm like, you have to recognize they're just a person, and they like our thing. I mean, and the Berg Bears that I was involved with, and still to this day, when I first joined, we had a female club member. Ooh. And that was back in 99. I don't know if you remember or knew about that, Ron, before you joined, but we had someone, her husband was the epitome of a bear. Straight couple, had kids. He was the epitome of, like, Paul Bunyan, and everybody drooled over him. He came out to bar nights. She got the biggest shit giggles out of it. She would sit in the corner, drink her drink, and watch all the guys drool around her husband and buy him free drinks all night long. And nothing was ever going to happen. Right. Maybe they went home and had, like, fucking great sex because, you know, of all the hormones in the bar, but That's all it was really about. Mm-hmm. And it kind of cracked me up. I was thinking back about how now in 2015, 16 years later, Tammy and I are having this very unexpected conversation about how it's just... They're just women. They're just people. They just want to be here and they just want to have fun and appreciate stuff.
Is actually a member of Kentucky Bourbon Bears.
Yeah.
We did. We talked about that and the title and stuff. And that's why I approached her. Not only, plus, those that are listening and have gone back to listen to the BDSM panels in the past, Ms. Tammy, you recognize the name was on. And I did mention to her briefly about that. Asked her how handy was. Mm-hmm. And it was great fun to talk to her. But I did, you know, and I told her, I said, I'm hoping that we're progressing. And like I said to someone earlier, I said, I think it's sort of, in a weird way, faster than generational. Mm-hmm. Meaning, there's a time and a place where things, like, people just kind of don't care about whatever the issue is. They don't care about racism. They don't care about, like, marriage equality. They don't care about X, Y, Z. And so what I like about that is that maybe the gay community is finally evolving to the point where we're kind of like, you know what? Women are not evil. It's not the end of the world. We can get along with them. Just like I think drag is more accepted now than it was mm-hmm. before. And the thing I think is the next front is trans. Yeah. I think the trans community is kind of the last bastion of the alternative communities, quote unquote, which are still part of our family, whether we face them or not. And I'm glad Chuck got asked the question. Chuck, who's the president of Kentucky Bourbon Bears, although I felt bad for him because as soon as he kind of was explaining the concept and how he wanted to do that within the club, I was like, and yep, here it comes. The question from the crowd is, what about trans members? And he handled it well, but I was like, you've got to recognize that, like, you're talking about one thing. You just can't talk about that one thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the whole pantheon, the whole spectrum of the family, so to speak, right. The community to be involved and do that.
I will totally admit, when I got registered, I'm like, here, vote yes or no on allowing Goldilocks. I'm like, well, I have no information, so no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after listening to Miss Tammy talk and Laura, is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah.
After listening to them, I'm like, it totally makes sense. Well, they're here to be supportive, and that's it.
Gary, it goes right back to that concept that you taught me, which is people don't know what they don't know. And if you're clueless about something, if you're ignorant, if you don't ask questions, you're more inclined to do an impromptu answer on the get-go than it might just not be appropriate.
Right. I mean, and Peter and I have talked about this. I did the same thing last year. I'll probably do it every year. Being an event organizer, I don't vote. Like, it was funny. This isn't to be shady, but last year Peter and I had a disagreement. He's like, why didn't you choose a theme for this actual year? And I said, because it's not my run and I don't care. I said, to be honest, nothing of the four themes from last year stood out to me as like, this is the theme. I said, all of them are good, but none of them kind of resonate with me on a level that I'm like, this must be the run. I was like, no, whatever. Like, let the other 300 people here choose, because my one vote isn't going to make that much of a difference. It's a theme for a bear run, for Christ's sake. So, you know what I mean? So the same thing happened again this year. But I also chose not to vote on the Goldilocks thing because I was like, oh, this is... I told Tammy, I said, it's very political. Like, and it's not meant to be, but it can be because you're talking about including women in a male-dominated culture. And I'm like, I'm not really sure we're ready yet to do this. And that's where I think Chuck deserves the recognition that he's pushing KBB to be progressive in an area that isn't, I think, happening in a lot of other clubs. And a lot of clubs are struggling to have an identity anymore now with the internet and apps and gay bars closing and diminishing and the community, the gay community, becoming integrated into regular community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't need your special pockets of places to go and to do things, and you also don't need your clubs to hook up and or meet and or make friends. So... Right, meet your future husband for tonight, or whatever it is. No, so I agree with that, and that's where I was like, "Wow!" I was really surprised to hear Chuck say that, and I was just really proud of him to say, "This has been my mission. This is what I've wanted to do," and so on and so forth. I also told Tammy I liked how he said basically that he's going to push for KBB to include it in their title competition for the coming year, which then led to the most likely that will force the hand of this run next year. That was one of the last things that was said, and I sat there and I was like, ooh, like that was a little political play, and I don't think it was intentional, but I don't know how many people in the room were paying attention to that domino effect,
that little snippet
to come thing. And I don't have a complaint about it. I think it was very interesting.
That little fart
that's something that Betty actually discussed leading in, or right after that, you know, I have to give a huge hats off to Chuck and to Cody, the leader of Derby City Bears, and to Adam for even asking the question.
Yeah.
And regardless of the way the vote goes, unless it's a gigantic blowout against it,
right.
I think that even if the vote were to go against it in a somewhat slight margin, they will still, if not next year, somewhere include that title.
Yeah.
Because it was more of a, in my opinion, a kind of feeling out the crowd than mm-hmm. was an actual vote.
I think this is the weirdest thing I think I was trying to say to Tammy. I said it feels strange to be on the cusp of change, like an evolution of the community, to see this moment and be like I said to Peter actually earlier tonight, I said, I can't relate to the time in which we had separate drinking fountains, separate entrances, and the way we treated, you know, black people on getting on a bus. Mm-hmm. It's just, I didn't grow up in that era. I can't relate to it. And in another 20 years, we're going to have kids that can't relate to, what do you mean, two people who loved each other couldn't get married, couldn't mm-hmm. adopt, couldn't whatever. And I think the same thing will happen within our community. There will come a point where they're like, mm-hmm. what do you mean we weren't welcoming mm-hmm. our trans brothers and sisters? We weren't mm-hmm. allowing women to participate in XYZ. And so, because it's already happening in different pockets. For instance, yeah. the leather kink BDSM community is pretty much wide open spectrum, everyone's welcome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and yeah, I said, and when she mentioned that, I was like, yeah, isn't that funny how, like, and then we have all the crossover between the communities. And so I think I agree. This is the beginning of the ripple effect of what's to come. And I think it's the right way to do it, because guess what's going to happen? If anyone paid attention, 400 plus people were here at the beginning of it. So when it comes around again next year, even if there isn't a title, it's not brand new, it's not foreign. Mm-hmm. And if they work it right, they might be able to talk about it in a way over the next 365 mm-hmm. days or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when it comes around again, if the question gets asked for a vote, people aren't caught off guard, and those that are the virgins who have never been to this run mm-hmm. and don't understand. And hopefully the person standing next to them is the veteran like me that says, this was something that came up last year. It's a really simple concept. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
Or, you know. I think that this raises a question that is probably not appropriate for this particular conversation, but I think deserves discussion. And that is whether or not, as, you know, effectively sexual minorities, whether or not there still is a place for gender-specific environments. Whether or not there's still a place for male-only interaction, whether or not there's still a place for female-only interaction. And it touches all kinds of really touchy stuff. You know, you get people who, you know, who are like, you know, especially where it bumps up against trans issues and like, oh my God, you're a cisgender dude, and where do we draw the line? You're trans. I mean, do we let you come into this space or not? Do we do it based on identity? Do we do it based on biology? Like, it's a really tricky topic, but I think that because we come out of traditions, we can't just be completely dismissive of those traditions. I mean, we can't just throw them completely aside. Mm. And so I think that it's worth the discussion to say, is there still a space for those environs? And if so, where are they? Where is it still appropriate? Where do you feel like it's okay?
Well, and that's tying to that, Chess. One of the things I said to Tammy is, I said, I've been to a bear event where, weirdly, and I still don't like it. Damon, you were there at the event where people came up and they were like, hey, see that hot dude on the dance floor? Not a dude originally. And I was like, what? Okay. Like, because even I was like, that cub is fucking hot as shit. And then I found out, I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's a different taste of the rainbow.
Am I?
And the thing of it was, then I felt so weird about it, because now we're having this private conversation, whispering back and forth like it's a strange taboo kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Tammy, I said, I'm looking forward to when this is an awkward mm-hmm. moment where we can talk about this, and people don't need the label preface or the cautionary
mm-hmm.
comment or whatever it is that they're trying to say that. And but I told her, I said, it's also kind of inspiring and uplifting that this is now going to become more average or more normal that that you won't know, and it's that person's prerogative to have the discussion with you, yeah. not yeah. the people in the corners and the shadows
and so, like,
talking about you.
And so, yeah. so I was talking to him, and he said, well, I was hanging out with my boyfriend, and he was telling me about some problems he was having at the gynecologist. And his vagina is my favorite phrase.
His vagina.
That's a fantastic phrase. That does it for me when I hear that. That's where it's at for me.
His vagina. Write it down.
Hashtag his vagina.
That'll be the tag that makes everybody go, what?
I love it.
Now I got to listen to the podcast because I don't know where that comes from.
It makes everybody who has a brain ready to be broken and just goes crunch.
Yeah.
Snap.
Well,
to kind of go, I do agree that this may not be the correct form for this, but I want to add my two cents. But, you know, to go back to what Daddy said about men's only spaces and women's only spaces and all of this stuff, you know, we have very good friends who are trans.
Sure.
We have very good friends who are FTM who are not allowed to be members of organizations in their hometown, in their communities, of which they are very prominent figures, mm-hmm. because they were not born with a penis.
Mm.
And they're allowed to interact with this subsect of the community and kind of be on the periphery of, but they're not allowed to be majorly involved with this part of their community, who have done amazing and wonderful things for the leather and kink community and for all of the communities in which they're involved, but because they weren't born with a penis, even though they are male identifying and quite frankly, or make a super fucking hot cubby bear, they aren't allowed in this organization because it's a men's only organization, in air quotes.
The interesting thing for me I'm realizing is I'm thinking about the Olympics and all this stuff about, like, you know, women who are mm-hmm. really hyper-masculine, mm-hmm. maybe they're on testosterone, blah, 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 all the speculation and testing and crap. And what it makes me think of is, maybe not in our lifetimes, but in the future to come, a lot of the gender stuff will end up falling away, and we will no longer have men's decathlon and women's decathlon. It'll be just the decathlon.
Yeah.
And the same mm-hmm. thing with these contest titles is you will just have same, well, technically same title, Mr. North American Bear, whether it's a man or a woman, cis, right, or trans or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just the thing that is, you know, well, I mean, given.
We've already had case. International Man of Leather has been a trans man. We've mm-hmm. already had that. That's yeah. been in the last, what, 5 years maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, so I mean that is already occurring, at least in the leather community. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the bear community's ready to head in that direction, or, you know, expand in this Goldilocks direction.
I think the bear community will go through a very odd catharsis of this thing about the bear community is about a physical identity. Mm. We talk about it in terms of not being a physical identity, but it is a physical identity.
Yeah.
You can talk about how it's all like, you know, accepting the man for who the man is, no matter what the man is like. But the reality is, everywhere we go, the iconography is the same. It's not hyper-masculinity, but it's a level of masculinity. It's mm-hmm. about owning whatever your hirsuteness is, whatever your body shape is, yeah. and these mm-hmm. things. And hello, the theme this weekend was lumberjacks and long johns.
Yeah.
We're talking about Paul Bunyan here. We're talking about, you know, men who go and sleep in bunk beds in a room and probably do all sorts of naughty things like Brockback Mountain. I mean, like... So, right, and so because of that, I think it's going to take a long time for us to break these things, maybe societally, that we adopt as mm-hmm. what we think are men or masculine until we can get to a point where we're kind of like, well, it doesn't really matter. Or we pick things that are more maybe gender fluid or gender neutral that we don't care as much. Like, we call it spring break weekend. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to spring bear raking weekend or whatever they twist it on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of take it from there in that case.
No, I'm totally all for this. I will admit I voted no on the yes. Only because
scandal.
I wasn't informed. It was an uninformed.
Here's
decision.
Your ticket. Make a decision.
Yeah.
With no information.
And granted, yeah, I probably could have stepped away and maybe gotten myself informed and then come back and gone, oh, here we go, and just gone from there. But I don't think a lot of people in that moment are going to do that.
No.
And I will say, I'm like what you said is, if they had done, say, a vote tonight or tomorrow,
yeah,
after the fact, where they had this opportunity for to hear these women
right
to discuss things, it might have gone, their vote might have gone a different way.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it would have changed it.
Or even if, instead of a random volunteer sitting behind the box, if they had had a member of the Derby City Bears, you know, who had a Goldilocks, who had a, you know, Laura was on our board. She was a board member. Or had Laura, or had Miss Tammy, or had somebody who knew about the issue and who was willing to
yeah
discuss the issue and present it in a way that at least could have given a base of knowledge, if not the entire issue,
yeah,
then and there.
A slightly informed decision.
Right.
Right, as opposed to an uninformed decision,
yes,
which is what I think hundreds of people felt when they went and checked in.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing precursor, even an email through Eventbrite from Adam or something saying, FYI, when you come in for run check-in, you're going to be asked a couple of questions. One of them is about picking the theme for next year. The next one is about a topic you may not be familiar with.
And
click this link, read more,
and
something.
And even just
something
about the themes, for example. You only had, this is the title, and a little picture representing that.
No description or anything.
No description, no, like, you know, like, when they talk about the, for people who will be knowing, the theme next year is Bear Icon, which is meant to be like Bear-a-con or Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
So it's comic heroes and whatnot. That's going to be the theme for next year.
Good. I'm glad I know that now.
Yeah.
See, well,
as contestants, we
Adam,
miss all of that.
Adam did an excellent job of saying, even I needed educated today, so this afternoon in my room in the hotel, we had a powwow knowing what next year's theme is. I needed my committee and people to tell me how this thing that we're doing next year will make sense. So he actually said, we're going to do a dance on Thursday night, and it's going to be Marvel versus DC comic universes. And I was like sitting there, and I'm like, oh my god, I think the entire room just jizzed in their pants.
Yes. Like,
and
yes,
I'm not a comic person, but I understand like the
that,
like the earthquake of geekiness that just happened in that moment. And so, and he went on and explained a little bit more, and I'm like, well, thank goodness he did it now, because now people know what they're doing. And I think, Richie, you made a comment about, and now the costume planning begins.
And now you have a year to plan your costumes.
Right. What you're going
to
wear to fit the theme for next year.
They didn't go to the bar.
They're up sewing already.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you said Friday is sci-fi versus fantasy, I'm like, and costume time.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad that he went that far and explained that piece. That's one of the things Peter and I debated last year, was he said, I kind of like this idea that the people pick the theme and blah, blah, and they announce it at your head time. And I'm like, do you know how much more work that is? It is. It's a lot of work to like do all the pre-work to get down from 12 to 15 or whatever themes to 4, and then have people pick the 4, and then luckily they had enough to hit the ground running, because I don't know if anybody would have the forethought to be like, oh, not only do we know what the theme, we also have to explain the theme, which this time they really had to, because the guns... Was it Guns N' Hoses?
Guns N' Hoses
was about
cops and firemen.
Yeah, cops and firemen. So that was that hard of a stretch. And the Spring Break one, not that hard of a stretch. Just basically debauchery, Fort Lauderdale style, I guess. You know,
Guns
N'
Hoses is about penises.
Well, duh. It's about uniforms and penises. So, actually, that theme will probably come back in another year or two, I imagine. It's an option. It won't go away.
Right.
Yeah, and then so, but this one I was like, I didn't get it. Looking at it, I was like, I
had no idea what it meant.
I was like, all right, I'm not really sure what that is either. So I'm glad that he actually hit the ground running with like 3 examples of what this theme means and how it will play out and what we're planning for next year. And then I was like, oh, now I already feel like I can talk about this event to people for next year and explain it in case they see the name and they're like, I don't get what Bear-a-con is. And I'm like, oh. It's like Comic-Con concept. It's this, and then they can hopefully take that bite and be able to, you know, digest it and say that computes as opposed to just a name or whatever it is.
Isn't there another run doing kind of a superhero thing? One of the Carolina runs, maybe?
Well, we're at that stage now. Like, for example, Midwest Bear Fest is about to do year 19.
Yes.
And they're doing Mission Impossible style, so that's about, like, spy stuff.
I've seen before.
Right. I'll own Drenched for 11 this year as Pop Goes the 80s. It's a retro theme. Retro has been done before. You get to that stage where it's not that easy to come up with really original, fresh stuff unless you do it on the current day pop culture, and that's dicey because you've got to be able to do it in the right time frame.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, you know, if you pick something, it's got to be culturally significant enough. Like, for example, if you were forward thinking and you paid attention, you could have had a 50 Shades of Fur theme for a bear run,
yeah,
and based it off of the books, knowing the movie was coming out.
Oh, the hair dye.
That would have been a great slogan. Oh, the hair dye.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I think that's a lot of work to be able to think ahead about those things. So I'm not surprised to see these themes where people are like, well, I've never seen that done before. You know, and I'm like, you're going to have it. Like,
it's the nature of the beast. You can only think so much about things. What's going to be interesting, and not only interesting, is going to be broadly interesting. Like, you can't just be like comic heroes and comic is, like, there's a good niche of the bears, kind of geeky and nerdy and comic book, that you can kind of go, okay, I can get that. I can get into that. And they not only did they make it just comic books, they also made it science fiction, space fantasy, you know, all that
stuff. Right, right.
So it kind of opened that up to where if you're not a comic geek, you might be a sci-fi nerd. You might like your Doctor Who as opposed to your Doctor Strange.
And I think that...
Man, that's a phrase. Bing, bing, bing.
Doctor Who, Doctor Strange.
Boom. I may be tripping on words, but I'm still thinking.
Dr. Secret Hookup.
And I think it'll be easy for people then to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Knowing, like, for example, if one of the dances is Marvel versus DC, all they have to do is look up PartyCity.com, put in Marvel, put in DC, something, you know what I mean? And like, and be like, ooh, I will spend $39.99 on that outfit. Let's and they don't have to worry about the originality of... Yeah. Of creating something, or while there are others who will work for 360 days,
right,
like hand manufacturing the ultimate, like, whatever.
I want to be Dark Phoenix, bitch. I'm gonna make a
fuck that. I'm going as Venom.
It's just bears in spandex.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just another excuse to wear spandex.
It's another excuse to show off junk.
Yeah, that's bold. He wears nothing but spandex because he's a symbiote suit.
There you go. So it's you have to have something that is broadly appealing and easy.
Right. I mean, and you have and you have to also be careful of, like, taking things that are overdone in pop culture referencing. Like, I don't think another bear run at any time soon will do Survivor. It died. Like, yes, the TV show lives on, but it, like, pretty much everybody did that theme at some point or whatever. An American Idol. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are these things that have just kind of been around so long. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, no, kids, we're done with that one. We ain't got that.
We ain't gonna do that. Nobody got time kind of for thing. That.
Do you know what just occurred to me?
What?
Given that they make bourbon in this state, Prohibition.
A 1920s kind of... Ooh, we don't talk about that.
No, 1920s are my favorite time period.
Flappers
of all time.
And zoot suits.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, you're not gay. Yes. I could. That is a thought.
I'll plant that seed to Adam. I realize it's off the recording.
It's very good.
But I'll
It's just one of those things. I mean...
And that's the way of doing an era... But tying it with a theme and having fun with it. And then one of the things I learned, like, we did Pirates last year, we're doing 80s pop culture this year. I was trying to explain to the committee, I said, if you can get something where there's a vocabulary and a vernacular and a look, all of that stuff helps people understand what it is that you're trying to do. If you do something that doesn't have that stuff, it gets very confusing and very lost. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like, hot, hot, hot. Well, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Is it about your butthole burning all weekend? Because everybody ate sriracha the whole time?
Everybody went to
Gumbo
Yum Yum.
Oh,
Gumbo Yum Yum.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, it's like, how does that work? You can make it work, but you have to be able to explain it. Is it about fiery chilies? Is it about men being hot? Is it about firefighters? Is it because the roof's on fire? Like you know, are we burning in hell? Is it Inferno? Like, is it Dante? Like, where are we going with this? Yeah.
Yes.
And look at him writing it down again.
I don't think we can get better than this. I think we might be done.
That's funny.
Oh my god. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the idea that I like the idea of the run making people get involved, even though it's that kind of blind voting about the thing, because give the people what they want. If the more people vote for, I want comic book heroes or whatever, that's what you do. And then if I don't want to do that, okay, you know now what the thing next year is going to be. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, stay your ass at home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Stay your ass at home!
David, could you sip some of more of that truth tea there that you have for running low?
Truth tea.
Can we plant more of these shade trees, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, honey, no, that's all Tino shade.
I am happy to plant that grove.
Look at that.
See my shade vineyard.
Nice. And we are going to pick from the finest
arbory.
I agree.
It's shade of indeterminate length.
No! New slogan. New slogan. If you guys hadn't heard, the audience probably has by now, we said when we did our first episode of the year, it's a new year, but the shade's still the same. That part has not changed.
How about that shade dough?
How about that shade dough? So that being said, so we wrapped up all that. We gathered together. We moved from one room to another to do part two of the podcast.
Yeah.
Which I think we're wrapping up, but we were talking about what's left. There's about... Well, according to my watch, about 20 minutes of an after hours to go.
And all my alcohol.
And then in the morning, there's a optional breakfast buffet for folks. Vendors are closing down.
Yeah. Yes. So if you saw something all weekend and you still have it, go get it now.
This is last call, bitches.
And then after that, if anyone's staying longer, there actually is a beer bus at Crossings. I like the idea of that. I'm glad they explained the cup thing.
Yes.
It took till now for them to get it explained, but it makes sense that the cup in the run bag is for when you go to Crossings. That's how you get your beer bus, blah, 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 blah.
Although I was confused because I swear to God he said that cup was for tonight. I'm like, okay, here's 500 people. Go get free beer for 3 hours.
Oh.
You're gonna run out.
If you thought it was gonna be a clusterfuck of people, like just without that,
yeah. Add the just, free beer for 3 hours.
Add free booze with cup. I'm like, I told him, I said that would be very, very bad on their part if people misunderstand, because they're gonna have a zombie line of people with green cups, waiting to get into a bar they can't get into because it's beyond capacity, and they just want the beer.
Give me a fucking beer. Come out and report!
I'm here, I'm queer, give me some beer.
Yeah.
We ain't leaving until we get some.
So, but that'll pretty much be it. And then, I guess everybody scatters to the winds and goes on their way home.
Goes home.
My hope is that...
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
I don't know who that
she's always
is.
Going places.
I want to go where she's going.
Always going.
Yeah.
I love that girl. She's always going places.
My only hope is that not only does everybody get home safe, but also that everybody recovers psychologically well.
Yes.
Damon and I know this from theater.
Yeah.
You have a great experience and you get these crazy psycho highs out of the whole thing, not just the hormones of the physicality, but also like the good times, the laughs and everything else, and then you go back to life.
We
know this, the boys know that with me, Richie and Vinny and I. Peter left from being a committee member, it's hard to put on an event, bust your ass for 9, 10, 11 months, you show up and in 72 hours it's over.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I have to go back to my job, which I now hate.
I get to go straight back to work and...
Yeah. Because I don't like this thing. And it's and the same thing sort of happens, but on a lesser level, when you just attend an event that you enjoy. My hope is that everyone kind of checks themselves and doesn't get oddly depressed or go through withdrawal or whatever.
The run blues.
It happens. It definitely happens.
And I...
Particularly when you've been, like me, living further away now to come back. I've been excited for weeks to see, you know, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since, you know, I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been almost a year.
It's like a reunion. It's part of it's a reunion, and then you get to meet certain new people, and that's nice to meet. You just have a little over there. People that live in a town that you grew up in.
And you got scatterbrains like me who... take that with me, and I go back to rural, you know, Erie County, and I see a lumberjack demographic gentleman. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I was looking at the dog treats. I got a dog. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm just going to walk this way. Pretend I didn't say anything. And then they just look so befuddled because they're like, what the hell just happened?
What just happened? I spent a weekend with a lot of people.
How would that be a conversation starter? I'm so sorry, sir. I spent 4 days crammed in a hotel.
I enjoyed myself. With 500 people.
There was penis everywhere, and I thought you were one of the bunch.
Open and tumble.
You're
not gonna understand, but I just spent a weekend trapped in a building with hundreds of men who all were enjoying each other. You just look like all of them.
Oh, well, damn.
It's a compliment, but you probably don't see that right now as you are running away from me.
It's a compliment. You just don't get it. You just blew my mind, so.
Yeah.
I'm way too blunt for that shit.
Oh, sorry, I just meant you were hot.
Right. I'm sorry, what I really meant was I want your penis in me.
Oh, look, he's sprinting now.
Notably to the bathroom.
Secret hookup. What was that? I will be in the bathroom.
Into that stall with the wide stands.
Tea rooms are alive and well. Woo!
And missed connections on Craigslist.
You were the bearded gentleman running for your life. I was the one pleasuring myself. Let's hook up again.
Yikes.
See you at the same time next week for your butter pickup.
I really enjoyed our time together. You know, you, me, fawning all over you, you wondering what the fuck is going on, me trying to grab your dick, you running the fuck. Me going,
where'd you go?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Okay, so let's go. Yes, we are going to end the podcast on the most drama-filled concept of the weekend.
Yes.
While the run was going on, dear listeners.
For fuck's sake.
For the record,
it is black and blue.
Wait.
If you're fucking dressed, none of y'all asses is fish, why do you care?
Boom. Anyway.
You must check yourself before you wreck yourself, boy. So here's the thing. About this. When the podcast occurred, the world lost its motherfucking mind in social media over a picture of a dress that some people see as one set of colors,
gold and white.
Other people see as two other colors.
Black and blue.
Black and blue is gold and white.
Here is the situation. And I'm just going to put it out there. Ben, who I'm rooming with, is the first person who brought it up to me on, say, Thursday or Friday. And I'm going, what the fuck is this? And I'm on Facebook and I go, oh, the dress. Click it. Boom. And looking at it. Image pops up. I go, that's a blue and black dress. No, it's not. And literally, though, and the worst thing is, like, I'm sitting here thinking, why the fuck is this important? That's what I was thinking as I clicked it. Why is this so... like breaking the internet, like broke the internet.
Broke the internet. Not just Kim's ass.
But at the same time, I brought it up, Ben goes, it was white and gold. And then we go to Jim and we look, show him the picture. We both show him the picture.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it looks gold and white. And I'm like, no, it's blue and black. And the moment I realized that, I'm like, this is why this has broken the internet. We are sitting here at a bear run talking about
a
fucking dress. And why?
I look at it this way. I'm fucking colorblind, and that shit is brown and teal.
And it's official, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. It was brown and teal the whole time.
No, my favorite is somebody has taken a picture of Meryl Streep from The Devil Wears Prada and meshed it with that dress and put her quote about that cerulean, it was, you know, on the runway 2 years ago, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And made it about this dress, and so every time I see this dress, I'm like, it's cerulean.
Nice.
It's just one of these things, like, you realize how it fucks with your mind how so quickly social media has taken over our lives. Yes. That you're like going, oh, and like I said, literally, I got up that morning, Ben was looking at his phone, we brought it up, and we went into this 30 minutes going back and forth.
Rage!
Yes.
Rage!
And it's just like, I'm looking at the and trying to verify and going and looking at this and like going to
every angle.
Perhaps,
like,
it's black perhaps and blue. It's a social experiment.
Oh, here comes Mr. Conspiracy. He just carded
I'm down the runway. Just saying, isn't it interesting how suddenly everybody has an opinion and everybody's going to be involved in this? Because this is the shit I talk about all the time that I avoid. I do not pay attention. If everyone's doing it, I'm like, oh, that's clickbait. I ain't got time to pay attention, to look at the picture of Kim Kardashian's ass with a champagne glass or all that. I'm like, no. I got better things to do with my time, so I could care less about this. But this weekend, I couldn't avoid it because people kept holding the picture up in front of me and being like, look at the picture. What color is it? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know what? It depends on too many factors.
Yeah.
Yes. And it will change from moment to moment, depending on where you are, what the lighting is, all that kind of stuff.
I will admit to myself, there was a brief moment. I got the picture, and I was scrolling down. It was in my periphery. And for a second, it looked white and gold. And then rolled up, and it's like blue. And I was like... What? Well, what was this? And what trickery? What sorcery is this?
I've seen several different versions of the picture where people have played with the exposure.
Correct.
And it completely changes the backgrounds. And it does. I mean, I'll completely admit, when I first saw it, I was like, it's white and gold. It's completely obvious. What the hell are you talking about? But then I saw, you know, another picture where somebody had fudged the background a little bit. You know, the lighting was different. And I'm like, okay. It's kind of blue and black. I see why people would see this.
Right.
And it's... But all in all, it's a fucking dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
who the fuck cares color?
Apparently, I ain't gonna wear it. It's not my color.
It's not my size. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a size
18.
That's just not gonna work.
No. Sorry. It cracked me up that even though there was a bear run and we were in our own little... Like,
bubble.
You know, furry homosexual world for the weekend. It got invaded.
It got invaded.
By a meme about a piece of apparel that everybody just had to have something to say about it. And that just, that really kind of cracked me up to no end. I was like, really?
I think I saw it no less than 8 times over the weekend.
Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, here. I'm like, oh, I've seen this.
Because, well, we had a 15 to 20 minute discussion on ourselves, too.
Yeah. Yes. Because I'm looking at it. He's looking at it, and I'm like, it's black and blue. He goes, no, it's not. It's white and gold. I'm like, we're looking at the same picture.
One of my favorite things, though, is all the memes that spin off of it. And, like, Chess just showed, which is why we brought it up on his phone, he had the picture of Medea.
Yeah.
And she's cocking the gun, and she says,
Post that dress one more time.
And I was like, now that's an appropriate response to that
meme. Meanwhile, the fucking Mona Lisa is being, like, picking up and taken to some undisclosed location. We're all worried about a fucking dress.
Wait, what the fuck?
What?
That's it.
Huh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the Mona Lisa.
It's like Ebola. It's a scare tactic. What are they covering up, bitches?
Oh, what did they say to the ISIS?
Maybe the dress is a distraction.
And we're worried about this.
See, yeah. I'm not crazy.
Maybe the dress is Ebola.
Oh.
Girls. Did you see that?
Well, aren't we in trouble now?
We are in trouble. Well, did you see the meme going around?
Yeah, like, we done.
Now that the Ebola scare has calmed down, do you remember what they were trying to distract you from? I was like, oh, fuck.
No, I don't.
Well, anyway.
Right on that conspiracy note.
Good night, everybody.
So long, farewell. Somebody
help me.
But yeah.
Miles
you might be in a room.
That was funny. Yeah. And I loved, I want to end on this note, Rex handled it the best as the MC, that poor Ben was the contestant.
Oh my god.
And it was, and the reason I say poor is because it was the shittiest, like, serendipitous moment that the gentleman who is deaf gets the question.
Oh god.
And I'm like, what? I'm like sitting there going, oh my god, it's a train wreck on a stage and I don't understand.
This is gonna be...
I swear I muttered out loud, not fucking well planned.
Yeah.
Like, you should have paid attention to your contestants and been like, let's take out all the questions that have to do anything with, like, offending the person with a different ability. Yeah. Let's take out all the questions that, like, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't thinking. Diabetic forced to eat a ding dong on
stage. I know, right?
Yeah.
Or a Twinkie.
Yeah. Or a Twinkie. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, I was waiting for the contestant to be like, I'm vegan.
Oh my god.
And that would have, like, just, wow, like, totally derailed that very moment of, like,
yeah.
Although, so, yeah. By the way, the banquet female staff was highly impressed with your eating the ding dong. Eating the cream out of the ding dong. This one goes, did you see them watch a chess? No. And I was like,
they were like, ooh. I was like, it doesn't matter, bitch, you ain't gonna get any, so.
I have to say, I loved the collective gasp that I could hear from the stage during the fantasy wear portion when I hit the fucking floor and dropped it with that cane.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The only time I got nervous for you after you did that, you walked off. I was so proud of you. The moment I got nervous is when Rex says, as the MC, well, I think I'd like to see that. Yeah. And yes. I was like, oh. I was like, this is about to go very, very wrong. Right? They make him get back on stage.
Can I be honest with you? I was just waiting for fucking
one. Out the fucking door it went.
Nice.
I would have done it.
Well, no, Rex has a history of playing with me like that, though, because he was my MC for Midwest as well.
Yeah.
And they asked me the question, are you top, bottom, or versatile? And I looked him dead in the face and said, I can be whatever you want to be. And the first words out of his mouth was, well, here's my room number.
Okay.
So Rex and I kind of have a history.
Duly noted.
Right, exactly.
And away we go.
We play back and forth like that, and he makes an excellent MC because of that.
Yeah.
I wish I had not been so focused on getting into the room and getting my next change done, and could have kind of played off of the audience wanting more of that. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, I have really bad knees. And the piece of underwear that I was wearing, I was very concerned. There was a lot of balls and not a lot of pouch.
It was about to be a wardrobe malfunction. I was just looking for
plastic. Oh, yeah, it was.
So I was very
concerned. I'm watching from the table, and I'm like, okay.
I was
much out here.
That is like a swatch of cloth and thread, just kind of holding all that together for the moment. I was
much more concerned about making it out of the room without getting disqualified. Then I was listening to what the MC was saying, and I wish I had been able to pay attention to what he had said.
It's brown and teal, bitches. Brown and teal.
Brown and teal, honey.
Brown and teal.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Damn. Okay, hold on.
We are not politically scared.
Bow, 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 bow